Laugh Factory Network.
Welcome to another edition of Singles Only Podcast. My name is Paul Farvar, and tonight's guest is comedian Audrey Jonas. She's hilarious, and she has some great stories for us on this episode. Also joining me is side girl Patty Vasquez from WGN. We are going to have some fun on this episode. You guys will enjoy it greatly. I want to give a shout out to my friend and sponsor, Ken Beltran. Check him out if you have any real estate needs in Chicago. His website or his email is Ken at D'April Properties. That's K-E-N at D-A-P-R-I-L Properties.com. Or give him a call or text at 773-844-6888. 88. That's 773-844-6888. Thanks again, Ken, and enjoy this episode of Singles Only Podcast. I'm still standing. Got my feet tucked in this house, knowing nothing about to stop me. All right, it's time for Singles Only Podcast. My name is Paul Farvar, and today's side broad, Patty Vasquez,
hello,
joins me.
I like the intensity with which you now say that. Side broad.
It's confidence.
Yeah, oh, that's what it is. It's confidence.
It's very important. In comedy and podcasts, you have to be confident.
Oh,
that's
no doubt about it.
First rule,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
First or second?
Set the baseline.
Set the baseline.
That's right.
Yeah. Patty, thanks for joining me.
My pleasure.
Very, very thankful for having... Bless you. That wasn't Patty.
I'm very a loud sneezer. Are you a loud sneezer? I'm a loud. I am like a viciously loud sneezer.
No, you know what? I like to
Do you suppress it?
Yeah.
It's not healthy.
I know. That's what I heard.
All right. Just let it out.
It hurts your heart, too.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, okay. Patty, you're the voice of reason today. So
oh,
keep us
out
on track, which we might need today with another comedian, recently single, Audrey Jonas.
Hi.
Hi, Audrey.
Hello, Audrey.
Hi, Patty. Hi, Paul. Mostly, hi, Patty. My mom is like a huge fan of yours.
Is she really?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, she won't listen to this, but she loves you. Sometimes she'll ask me, like, we're on the same show once in a while.
Yeah.
And she'll be like, I'm going to go to one of Patty's shows.
She
I'm like,
must.
Why don't you just wait till I'm on it too? But
yeah,
you're more important.
We probably have a Joe's on Weed Street event coming up. Anyway,
yeah, yeah.
Enough about, but well, you thank you. Tell your mom I said hi, please.
I will.
What's her name?
Ursilia.
Ursilia.
Yeah.
Give her a shout out. You've got a bunch of shows headlining at Zany's
on Wales.
Yeah, end of June. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be awesome. So Audrey, you are single, correct?
Yes.
Now you recently were in a relationship though for quite some time.
A little while. Yeah.
And then now you're out in the dating world or trying to date, I guess.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
And how is that going for you?
I don't know. I feel like, A big part of it is having to get to know someone from the very beginning, like just covering the basics where you're like, you have to, things like, you know, do you have any siblings? It's like weird to have to start at square one with that and have to be like, yeah, you know, and then it's weird when you know someone really well and they know so much about like your life and your job and your family and whatever. And then you have to start all over again with the very, it's like an interview where they're asking you like, basics about your life.
Do you
want
to give someone like cliff notes sometimes? You're like, here,
yeah,
you know what? This is all covered in this.
Yeah.
Like so when you go to an Airbnb, like they give you like the binder, like here's what to expect.
Yes.
And this is, you know,
best restaurants.
Exactly.
And, yeah.
Those kinds of things.
Yeah. I also have the problem too where I'm like kind of a steel trap. Like if somebody tells me something about them, I will remember it forever.
Yeah.
Which is really hard because I forget that people don't have that. Like sometimes I'll forget like where I went to college and it's like, how do you forget a big detail like that?
Yeah.
I mean,
where did you go to college?
I went to U of I, but that's just for example. But
so
that's another thing too, is then I have to like kind of tone down the steel trap where I'm like, all right, just, you know, don't remember everything about
otherwise
someone,
you're burdened with all their information.
I know.
If they don't remember, do you like call them out like, hello, you should know my birthday by now?
Sometimes. Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Birthdays are weird because
suppress it.
Birthdays are weird because it's like, you know, if you're not dating during your birthday, how would they remember? Like they might remember
but
the
siblings
month.
Is more important.
So, I mean, siblings are like, I don't know, little things where you'll mention something and they'll forget about it, and then it's like I'll retain all of it, right? Like Rain Man style. Your social security number, like here it is. But
does it freak people out sometimes?
Yeah, right. Yeah. And so that's the other thing too, is like you can't really be, I feel like you, there's an extra layer of like not really being able to be yourself where you have to kind of tone it down and be a little more like aloof, like oh, who's that again? Like, oh, what? Like, that's, you know.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, you have to tone it down a little bit, so.
That's crazy.
How are you meeting people now?
So I just, like, the last 2 weeks, I downloaded Tinder, which
Everyone's going back to the apps.
Okay, so I was on Bumble, and my friends specifically said, they're like, Bumble is for lazy dudes because the girl has to message them first.
That's not true.
It is. No, Paul, it is true, okay. Because it's Tinder is totally different.
You could be the exception.
I think Tinder's more of the hookup app, to be honest.
No,
and Bumble is more of the...
I don't know, maybe. I have yet to see. I haven't been on it long enough to really do a...
I do have to say this to our listeners, that I did see your bumbling skills.
All right.
and I do have to say that perhaps they might have blocked you on Bumble because one of the worst Bumble.
Hold on. Full disclosure, I made the grave error of asking Paul for advice.
No, I give good advice.
On anything. So, disclaimer.
That's nonsense. I give great advice, especially on dating. Hello, this show.
Okay, yeah. I think it's going to help everyone.
I've been single
yeah.
for over a year now. But anyway, the best thing I ever saw in any thing in a non-joking manner was she asked a guy what his favorite museum was in Chicago.
Can I interject here?
What's your favorite museum in Chicago?
I mean,
thank you, Patty.
I'd be impressed if it was Hull House. That would be impressive.
Thank
it's not
you.
Like a first
the
or
DuSable Museum, amazing. Right? Yeah. An under the radar.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Exactly.
I agree.
No, do not encourage bad behavior.
It wasn't out of nowhere. It was in the context of his profile. He said like, oh, I like whatever and whatever, whatever. Love museums. I love museums. So we had
conversation.
But we had a conversation.
Patty, come on. Do not defend this. This is a bad decision. Good person. You're a good person. Just bad bumbler.
How would you don't start with what's your favorite?
Yeah, start
but
with
if it's in his,
siblings.
If it's in
with,
his profile.
No, it was,
she was,
it was
to go
one
different.
Of 80
it was,
things
it,
on
no,
his profile.
It was one of maybe eight, and it was in his profile. And so I and
what's
we
your
had
favorite
we had
museum?
Talked about other things like jobs and whatever. And so then I came at, and then I was like, oh, I'm gonna see what it is, because I feel like also people's favorite museums kind of says
exactly.
something about them, right? And
no,
so
you could say that.
If it's a museum of science and industry that they like to do, like, the interactive, like,
which
pushing button
right,
stuff.
Exactly.
Right.
It's
gotta I don't
be.
Think,
if it was out of nowhere,
it.
If it was, like,
it was
apropos
of
nothing, that would make sense. But
you're
it was
making,
on his profile,
there was
Paul.
80 other things you could have picked up on that profile. I saw
wait,
the profile.
So what was his response to the question?
He didn't respond.
There was no response. That is the evidence that you need here. I rest my
maybe
case.
Maybe he's still working through the list of choices.
Maybe he doesn't really like museums.
Maybe he doesn't really.
Maybe he was like, what
maybe he's
the
going...
fuck kind of question was that?
Maybe he's going to all the museums, so he has an actual
decision.
Answer.
Reception
you should
is
text
really...
him back.
Oh, yeah.
You should be
right.
Like, hey, just want to see, are
any
you
word?
Just checking? Yeah, what's
here,
your
well, here's
top the... five? I know you can't pick. Like, maybe he had
to
so many.
Down.
He's still typing a response. Yeah,
like he's like, it's
later.
So hard to, you know, like for me, it's hard for me to pick what my favorite, what is that?
Do you have a favorite museum, Paul?
I don't know. I think I do. I think it would be the Chicago History Museum.
That's a good one, too.
Paul, I feel like you're the type of guy that you would say literally whatever the person wanted to hear. Like, what, like
no,
you would just
I
say,
wouldn't do that.
Right?
No?
I do
I'm
highly
like
recommend the
all.
Abraham Lincoln Museum in Springfield, I have to say.
We're not.
Get you a horseshoe.
We're not encouraging bad behavior by talking about museums on
okay,
a singles
fine.
Only podcast.
All right, fine.
All I'm saying is, I wanted to show that we had similar interests, and this is, and my favorite museum is something I'm highly opinionated about.
What
right?
is your favorite
my
museum?
My favorite museum is the Museum of Science and Industry. Because of what it is as a museum, but also because of its historic significance to Chicago.
During the World Exposition.
As the only remaining building from the 1893 World's Columbian Exposition.
It.
I appreciate it on multiple levels.
So here's what you need to do.
It is an amazing building.
You need to say in your Bumble profile, because you have this strong opinion, you should say, my name is Audrey Jonas, I do comedy, meow, 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 whatever else you put. And then at the end you say, I feel strongly about the Science of Industry as being the best museum, and I will fight you if you disagree.
I just...
Then...
Then it's funny, you're
people,
saying?
People... Well, not only
engaging.
That, But then people know that you have this opinion. They're not going to be like, why is this girl asking me what my favorite museum is? If someone asked me that, I would find them and I would go to their house and say, you need to stop bumbling right now.
That's intense.
Okay, that guy was doing the nice thing by telling you.
But okay, you don't feel passionately about museums, so it's not in your profile. I feel like it was an invitation for us to talk about it because it was in his profile. Right?
My question to you was, anything about museums in your profile?
If I had everything that I had a strong opinion about in my profile, not enough characters for that.
But this is
now I need you to try his suggestion of, I think the Museum of Science and Industry is the best museum. I will fight you. I will fight you if you disagree. Then it starts a conversation. I don't know, fighting. You don't want to fight anyone. There's always already that.
Do not disagree with
you. So another thing about an online dating that I've seen a lot is, like, people in their profiles, they'll really lead with things like, all pictures of you must be current, or like, you know, or like, no hookups, and I mean it. And people are like, and they're so like
guys
combative,
write that?
And like that is
do
what
guys
you're.
Write that?
Yeah, guys, wow. Of course. Yeah, that's the profiles I'm seeing. Is like people come so negative in these like all caps, like they've been burned before, and like they're trying to. Like, and every time I see anything negative like that, it's just like a hard no, because if they're negative in their profile, like
any all caps, I think you're right. Definitely.
Yeah, don't yell
you're
at me.
You're yelling at me already? Yeah, this exactly. isn't going to go
Is this
well.
Our first yeah. fight?
That's how do I cover? Type. How do I cover the emotional bruises in this situation?
That's what I would say. No, I actually in my Bumble profile, it says there's a picture of me as a kid and there's a picture of me clearly from 10 years ago. And I wrote all pictures were taken yesterday just to like.
Right. To be silly.
So
be
people don't silly. Stop. Yeah. But you know what I'm going to put? Chicago History is my favorite museum. Don't you dare disagree with me. Is that too
negative?
No,
not that. Don't you dare.
Do you disagree?
I will take on all challengers.
That's still aggressive.
Yeah, but it's not like there's no fight. Disagree. You're not using challenge. Is not a negative word.
What? So
take on kind of sounds like a little could be.
I think we need to just redo.
I haven't dated in 22 years. Why are you talking to me?
We need to redraft Audrey's Tinder profile and her Bumble profile so that
I don't have Bumble anymore.
Oh,
because
well, they blocked you. Yeah,
well,
I got you.
Maybe the other thing too is I
How
feel
you blocked
so,
for being. You're saying she got blocked
no
for being lame.
Me,
what?
Paul.
She asked the weirdest.
Because over
there
a
were
museum
too many people
question.
Reporting. Like, why is this woman asking me about? Museums.
Is that an option in reporting? It's
yeah.
like, did they ask you what your favorite museum
they were
was?
Weird.
Yeah.
It says weird bumbler.
Okay.
Has anybody started the dating app whatsleft.com? I feel like that's what should have been.
Settler.org.
I know that's a friend of mine had that joke. Nick Griffin wrote that. I always wondered if he bought that website. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you're fine.
Look it up.
That's a good enterprise.
So we need to redraft it. What is? Can we see what your current one is so we can just kind of... I think that's what this... This can be a self-help.
Will you? Why don't you go through like are there examples of women's profiles that you think are?
I also feel like I'm drawn to kind of silly profiles, like people who don't take themselves super seriously.
Maybe he was joking
because
about the museum.
He was not. Because the other thing too is I feel like after a while, every dude likes the same thing. They like working out. Being outdoors, craft beer,
music.
Like craft beer is just beer, but better beer.
Is,
like I don't
the new fixing my car. Is that what it is now?
People just have these like interests that to me are so. I mean, like everyone likes a nice day with friends. Like everyone likes having fun. Like it's so crazy to me that. Like, that's what people say their interests are. Also, everyone loves dogs and is, like, a proud dog dad, and I'm allergic to dogs.
Picture dogs.
Well,
so
that's helpful that it eliminates that for you.
Yeah, a little bit.
That takes care of some of the people I was thinking about introducing you to. All right.
Yeah. Here's one.
No, I'll put up with it, Patty.
Carmen
we'll talk after
wrote, never married, no kids, and rarely swipe right.
That is an ideal. And are you kidding me? That's an ideal profile.
Well, guys aren't reading. To be honest, yeah, guys
see,
aren't reading.
These women on your Bumble?
Well,
she literally said, never married, no kids, hardly swipe right. And that is like your, that's your
Well, she's
hook?
Which way should we swipe?
Really pretty.
Why? Okay, so how do you know?
She's really pretty, of course.
When there are two people in a picture and they're both of the same gender, so how do you know? How do you know which one's
You go into the other pictures and you can kind of figure it out after a few. Ooh. Sometimes.
Oh, I swiped the wrong way. Am I allowed to swipe? Or is
you
this...
go swipe this way for good.
Oh, for good.
That's
okay.
Right, yeah.
She's cute.
So have you had any dates on Tinder?
I've only been on it for like
two weeks.
I had a failed Bumble attempt.
Another failed Bumble
no,
attempt?
No, just the one that you were around for. The other thing, too, is I feel so,
you got a connection.
I feel so weird about it after. It's a girl you know?
Yeah.
Ooh. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. No, you're fine. Yeah, give me your phone. I'll give it to somebody.
She's excited about What were you saying? You felt weird. Why?
After that museum thing, I was like, oh, man, you blew.
Well, especially if Paul's going to give you a hard time about it.
Right, especially.
A lot of girls take pictures of Marc Maron.
Weird.
Weird. Especially why? Because you feel like you feel what?
I just feel like, I feel awkward with that connection still there and no one saying anything that I just, will just, self-destruct. Just, delete the whole profile. This feels weird. I feel weird.
This got weird. Got icky. Yeah.
I was also, in my defense, I was also, a very late bloomer. So,
as far as dating?
Yeah. It's, all dating to me is, a little, I don't know. It's just weird.
Have you been a serial dater? Do you date? Have you had boyfriends for periods of over a year?
I've had cumulatively over a year, but probably with breaks in there. I had a boyfriend in college and after college, and then dated for a little bit. But I didn't date anyone until the end of college. Didn't even know how to talk to guys.
Because you're so busy going to all those museums.
20. Right, exactly.
Were you in a sorority chipping?
No, I was not. No. I was in RA.
Not easy.
So.
It's not easy in Champaign. I mean,
I was there.
No.
I was
in crowded bars.
I feel like in high school, it was I had terrible acne when I was in high school. Maybe I was pretty underneath it, but I had no idea how to talk to guys or anything.
I can't see that at all.
All of it. Thank you. All of it feels.
You
just,
not be able to talk to guys.
All right. It's okay.
Sorry. We're friends. So she
no, it's fair. That's fair.
She deserves
Do you have
this.
An age range that you right now? Do you if somebody too young or too old for you?
So someone
Patty's got a person in mind. It sounds like.
So someone like Paul would be very, very old.
True.
Very, very old. Okay. That eliminates a lot of my friends.
I think so young, I think, is more the problem, right? I wouldn't date anyone younger than me. I already feel the dudes I date who are older than me act like they're younger than me. So I'm, Fair. You know. Right now, the parameters on Bumble, I think, or whatever, Tinder, not Bumble.
You're blocked on Bumble.
I'm blocked on Bumble by everyone. I think it's 36, 35, maybe. But I mean, I don't know. If
Most girls are, they don't go up to 40. It kind of pisses me off.
I just feel if I met someone who was 40 and who had never been with anyone, then it seems to
Red
me like
flag.
it was a conscious choice. They don't want to be with anyone.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to change them. I'm not going to change their mind.
Why are you looking at me
I'm not saying anything.
What are you looking to, you want to get married? Is that the goal, to get married, settle down, have kids?
That's the goal.
All three of those? Settle down, get married, have kids.
Settle down.
Yes.
Yes. Get married. Yes. Have kids. Yes. But I think all of those things I'd want to do, get married, I probably, that's not on my radar for the next 5 years. Sorry, Mom. And then after I want to have kids. So my sister-in-law had kids at 37 and later. And that's kind of how I'd want to do it. Live your whole life, do everything you possibly can.
That's
slide into home plate, bottom of the ninth, paces, it's now or never. I feel like that would be, I feel like that's my ideal situation. I don't see any reason to have kids before you absolutely have to. Because in your life, you have so little time to just be on your own, right? When 18 and beyond, you're your own person. And then, after that, if you have kids when you're 25, how much independence really did you ever get? Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
Well, you also come in as a fully formed person that can then raise somebody. You know what I mean? You know who you are, so you don't lose yourself in being a parent either.
Yeah. And I think about comedy.
As somebody who had kids when they were older.
I think about comedy too, that. I think if I was going to have kids, I wouldn't do comedy anymore. I wouldn't be at Laugh Factory at 10 o'clock on a Tuesday.
Yes,
you know,
can. Yes, you can.
I mean,
having done
to
it,
have
you
older kids, right. But
right.
If I had a baby.
No, I had a baby.
Right.
And I was actually on this stage. You can do it. I'm just saying that when you're
harder.
37 or when.
Even male comics who've had kids, sometimes they don't see them
right.
for a couple months.
If you're with the right person, it's all.
Yeah.
So when you
you have a special situation too, Patty.
But that wasn't the case at the time. My husband was working and I was doing stand-up comedy. Yeah.
So when you had kids, your husband was working full-time and you were doing comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I was with the kids all day and then I would do bedtime with them. or, you know, later in the day. And I would come. I actually was doing shows right here called Diaper Diva, Tales of a Diaper Diva. Yeah.
That's like the, I guess, yeah, that's the ideal situation.
Somebody
but how do you,
somebody who's comfortable with you traveling, you know, I would work like Fridays and Saturdays on the road mostly. I didn't do like, it wasn't like once every month or every other month, I would do like a full week on the road. Yeah, there's ways to do it. There's,
did you guys negotiate that before you had kids?
No, I mean, it was just always assumed that my career was more important.
See, that's why I feel like that's the difference. That's a, I feel like that I would and be you can too find worried. Some, that,
people, how did you have time to go like to the museums, though? Like,
all right. I did the Boys
I'm
going to
hold out for a guy like Petty.
The Peggy Notabart was one of the best places. Griffin loved the Peggy Notabart.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's a, yeah, it's funny. That's not even, I mean, I guess.
She doesn't even consider that a museum.
It's the nature center.
If you're with the right person, you can do what you
But that's a good point, yeah. Yes. I guess, you know, I think also...
There's no deadline on your career.
Yeah, yeah. Part of it, too, is feeling like, you know, who's, like, is someone going to be on board for that, you know? Or how do you
A good person will. It works.
Yeah. All right, good to know.
As long as you know that, as long as you tell them that you support them as well.
Does your husband have any friends? Or
not in your age bracket.
I was going to say this. I was going to say not.
See, you got to open your mind a little bit, Audrey.
I will keep my eyes and ears open for someone who seems similar.
All right, Patty. Thank you.
So are you actively asking your friends to, like, set you up with people? Because obviously Bumble didn't work. So Tinder and, I mean, how are you meeting guys other than through Tinder? Are you making an effort?
Not really. I like I said, there is, like, the, I don't know, there's the part where you, like, have to get to know someone from the beginning all over again. And you're just like, I don't, like... It feels like a lot of time and a lot of commitment and like a lot of investment. And effort. So I think if I like organically met the right person, I would be like totally down to like to you know, invest whatever needs to be invested into it. But I think at this point it's just kind of like I have like a lot of other stuff going on. But let's see. I don't think my friends have gotten to that point yet where they're like trying to set me up, but I don't know why they haven't, actually.
Do they know about your Bumble goers. Situation?
No, yeah. They don't. They probably think I'm great at it. I'm not.
They don't? Well, yeah, they don't know.
They don't know about that. No, they don't know about
that. No one knows about this Bumble, the museum incident?
No, no one knows about the museum. Now the whole world. Just you and Patty.
What if the guy actually listens to this episode and then he's like, you know what? The truth was I couldn't decide between...
Yeah. He was thrown by the question.
And then my phone.
Paralyzed by it.
He was literally like, do I say? Because it's such a hard question to answer.
He has like index cards all over his room. He's of, just like, waiting. The pros and cons of every museum.
Yeah. That would be your ideal guy.
And what's his, like, what are the parameters? Is it like just in the Chicagoland area? Is it right. doing See, like right, the yeah. Baraboo, like the circus museum in Wisconsin?
Yeah, yeah. He's like, what is 22 right. miles within the Chicago radius? Does that count? Because
exactly.
it doesn't.
Yeah.
It's
I don't
in
know.
Des Plaines.
If he's listening. His sentimental favorites. You. You know.
I'm sorry I asked. Give it another shot.
Now I know that yours is the Chicago History Museum.
That's, I only that's say noble. That because I don't like museums. And that was the only one that I actually enjoyed. I'm not a museum.
You don't
I mean,
the Museum of Science and Industry?
No.
What is wrong with you?
Well, so much.
You have to come with my family. We'll take you to the museum.
Can I come? Yeah. We're all going. Get in the car, Paul.
Honestly, like
E505? Have you seen the new entire building they built around it?
I thought that was a new Art Institute wing.
Why would a captured German submarine be in the Art Institute?
They built a whole extra building for it. It's amazing with these ramps going down. Oh, you've got
to
go see it.
And I don't think I've been to the science industry in 20 years.
They do tours of the inside of the U-505, and then they
What's
talk
the
about the U-505. It's the submarine.
Oh, it's
the U-boat. Yeah, It was captured. It was a German submarine captured and then brought all the way to the United States secretly through the St. Lawrence Seaway, through the Great Lakes, dragged across Lake Shore
Drive.
I got it. Okay.
Here's why you're steering away people that were listening to this episode. Because you're female explaining. Is that a
femsplaining?
Femsplaining submarines to me.
Whatever.
She's not. She's telling you the history of the U-505.
Oh. It's fascinating. It's interesting. You can go inside now. Yeah.
No, that's all right. I like the Chicago History Museum because it's like I love books. I read a lot of books. And I love books about Chicago. And so it's like reading a book because it's all content, narrative. Nobody's talking to me. I could just, on my own, go look what I want.
I had to go to Abraham Lincoln sometime.
I'll do that. I'm interested
Road
in his
trip.
Life.
Road trip. Let's go.
You're obsessed with Abraham Lincoln right
just
now.
Just a little bit.
Yeah. So here's the thing. You need to be more clear on your profile. Oh, yeah. We were looking at other ones. Here's one that we saw.
How do I look at the profile? Do I tap on the picture?
Well, I don't want you to. I don't want to have
people. You don't want me to swipe anymore.
I don't
want
to swipe.
I accidentally connected.
Because then people will text me. And then here's the thing: if you don't respond in a period of time, and I'm not on there often, and so what
is
has happened
Bumble?
Is this is Bumble. Yeah. What mm-hmm. happened to me once is somebody we apparently both swipe right, and I wasn't on it in time for 24 hours, and they came to a show, and they were like, you know, I met you before. I'm like, oh hey, like. Yeah, you swipe right and then you didn't respond when I asked. I'm like, you know, I didn't see it. And they're like, yeah, whatever.
So you don't open it every day.
No, I don't open it every
day. People take it so personally. You can't take an app personally. You can't take it personally.
Right. Here's so then maybe you shouldn't be on Bumble if you don't check it every day.
I'm not really on there. I think I actually say on there, I'm like, I'm not here a lot. I would describe myself, this is, let's call her Sarah. I would describe myself as friendly, outgoing, happy, smart, and funny. Looking for someone similar that has a great attitude and energy. 5'8".
She's out.
Likes playing cards, amusement parks, snowmobiling, bowling, running, Mexican food, pubs and dive bars, wine, cooking.
Wow.
Do you understand?
This is a person that I'm like, okay.
Do you understand that she has listed... Do you think there's anyone on earth
I love
who is
her
like,
already.
I am not happy, I'm not funny, I'm right. not smart. Everyone thinks that about
Here's
themselves.
One.
I like cooking, what, like having general fun things. Like this, I mean, she's listing things that everyone thinks is fun. Like,
except
that's
for running.
Not,
I don't understand the running.
I don't understand
it. No, like, some people don't like amusement parks.
That's the one thing that I can't do like on apps is if someone is like in really amazing shape or like goes to the gym all the time, like it's not gonna work out.
No,
swipe.
Yeah, I probably know a lot of girls probably feel that way.
It's
about
just
me.
Not. Yeah, it's not gonna happen.
If they're, especially if they're obsessed.
I haven't
with
seen
if
one.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Anyone talk about museums in any of mine?
Are you word searching museums?
Just can moved back that? To Chicago after 5-year stint. Love the Cubs. Blah blah blah. See, there's
that's it. All you needed was love
breaker.
The Cubs.
Yeah, anyone that has a Cubs hat or talks about comedy in any way, I swipe her. I'm like, hey. No matter what, we might end up being friends because those are things that I'm interested in. And then they bring up their favorite museum. I'm like, what? It's not Chicago History Museum?
I know.
Out of here.
Okay. All right. Okay. See, Cubs is like, it's not a deal breaker, but if a guy is like, got a Sox hat on, it's like, all right, okay.
You're a Sox
We're
fan?
We're in solidarity, you know.
Huh. But yeah. You're from the north side.
I know. We're
Where'd you grow up?
Portage Park, north side.
I think we talked about this mm-hmm. before, yeah.
So
you're very close to me.
Okay, so
best neighborhood in Chicago.
Well,
other
like
than other than museums, what are the things that are the things that you're looking for in a guy? If they have to be able to list the at least one museum.
Yeah, they have to have a strong preference.
Museum preference.
I would say
the age bracket
we covered the age bracket.
They can't be too good looking. They can't have dogs.
No, good looking is
or whatever. too
not,
muscular.
They can have dogs. I just have
You're
to
allergic
be upfront.
To
I just have to be upfront with people. Like, I'm allergic to dogs. I can like take medicine.
They have hypoallergenic dogs.
Yeah, or we have a hyperallergenic, or you know, I mean,
these are all things that should be on your profile instead of whatever is there.
I'm allergic to dogs.
I'm allergic to dogs. Yeah, right.
Yeah, don't do it.
No one. I would. Yeah.
Who cares?
I die alone.
But why
I
not have that conversation
dogs.
Later?
Yeah, exactly. So I, yeah.
I love dogs,
okay.
But I'm allergic. That's all you have to say. I love museums. That's
love
the first
dogs.
Thing you should put.
I love museums,
especially the
museum
one that you said. And then maybe hashtag 505 submarine so they know that you're on board. Because
okay.
if someone has that much passion about something, it should be on there. That's not, okay. So
are you
we,
done with the
No, I
museums?
Want to know what else.
Are you
going to
bring it up again?
We got the age bracket. The dog thing. What else?
I get okay. So like so superficially, I would like to be with someone who's like a little bit tall. I'm like 5'7", so a little
taller
bit,
than you.
A little bit taller than me.
It's okay.
I would like to be probably with someone. So someone who cares about their job a little bit. Like doesn't. I don't know. Like
can it be
totally
a comedian?
Hate it. Probably not. Yeah. I don't know. It's hard because I also find myself like drawn to people who have full-time jobs, but then also have like a side hustle, right? Who like have a full-time job, but then also invest a lot of time into something that they
creative.
Love creative or whatever. Like, so this just comes to mind, like my roommate, who's like been my really good friend for many years, has a full-time job, but then also, like, plays Magic the Gathering and is, like, really, really good at Magic the Gathering, like, goes to Magic the Gathering tournaments and stuff. And so that kind of, like...
You can be good at it?
Yeah, so that kind of...
I thought it was just the game.
That kind of, like, dual life, right, where you have a job and then you also have a thing that you love, but then also you don't, like, hate your job and dread it every day. I feel like that's important. Sure. That's, like, part of a well-rounded life. But I guess now, honestly... I just really want to, like, be with someone who is, like, willing to be honest.
That's like, helpful.
From the beginning, like, what... I feel like the only time that...
Honesty is up there, but not as important as the museum thing. And age.
Age. Younger than Paul. I would say that... but I feel like the only times I've ever really been hurt in relationships have been when I feel like the person, like, wasn't forthcoming with where they were at. And then they avoided... uncomfortable conversations or situations until I had to bring it up. And so, I mean, regardless of what happens, like, I would just want to be with someone who's willing to, like, keep me posted about how they're feeling and what's going on with them. And I don't know, like, someone who's, like, communicative. So I would say that's probably, like, the big picture thing that I'm looking for now that maybe wasn't necessarily on my radar.
These should all be listed on your profile. Yeah, literally, this is, listen back to this episode and then redo your whole profile.
Yeah, but if guys hear someone say, like, they hear, you know, if someone communicates, they hear, she wants to talk. You know, like, guys are away from that kind of thing.
Just say direct. They don't want
direct.
People
say what you mean. Yeah, direct is
and
the
mean
big
what
part
you
it.
Say. No, actually, don't do that. If someone put that on their thing, I'd be like, no.
Yeah, no. You don't. Next. And, like, that's the point. Like, I don't know. Online dating, you're not putting everything
but
out there.
Please promise us the one takeaway here is that you're going to go back. First of all, apologize to the guy that you asked about his favorite museum.
I will not.
And secondly, make sure something about museums and your passion, because you say you want someone who has a passionate side hustle, you have a passionate feeling about the museum. It should be a...
What I'm going to do now is every single person I match with, I'm just going to say, what's your favorite museum?
I think it's a good idea.
That's what we're going to do. Like, from now, whether or not they mention museums.
So then you know that it was just that one guy that just never just ghosted.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then when people respond, I want to hear the responses you get.
I'm going to screenshot every single one. I'm going to post it on your Facebook wall
so everyone
can
like
see.
That.
God,
and react.
God willing. Yes. That would be a great thing to do. So other than at the Museum of Science and Industry, where can people find you on social media? And on Tinder.
Okay. On Tinder. On Instagram. My Instagram is Audrey Marie. On Facebook, I think my Facebook name is Audrey M. Jonas, and I don't have Twitter, which is weird.
Thanks.
Oh, I have a audreyjonas.tumblr.com is like a list of all of the shows that I either have upcoming and then that have passed. So if, like, people want to see where I'm going to be, they can check that out. I produce Hoo Ha Comedy, which is the fourth Sunday of the month at Shuba's.
Great show. It's so much fun.
Yeah, we just had Paul on there. He did
the prom. I saw the prom picture.
He did okay.
Yeah, it was really.
No, it was great. We've sold out the last two, so we're trying to, you know, go for a hot streak here with three.
Yeah.
But it's a really great time and a lot of fun. And we try to do variety and not just, you know, not just stand up. So we try to book different things and try to have fun with it. So
excellent.
Awesome. Well, thanks for coming on, Audrey. I appreciate it.
Thank you guys.
Thanks, Patty, as always.
My pleasure.
And thanks to our engineers, Katie and Mike, for helping out. This is another episode wrapped up of Singles Only. Be safe out there, everyone. Unless you forget.
Be safe. Oh, shit.